put all that aside, you have these four burdens in you, and you have to kill them. Why? Because the four bodily qualities resemble the birds of Khali. When I'm talking about these four birds, I'm talking about what? Those special qualities of the body, your physical existence. This is verse 33, I believe, or 34. 33. These are those. The four bodily qualities resemble the birds of Khalil. Their slaughter makes way for the soul. Because Persian is a little bit different. Over there you will say, killing of them will give your life the path, the way to change, to transform. You are the Khalil, and you have to get rid of something. I hope you remember it. You don't, because you didn't pay attention. Or maybe I didn't emphasize. Let me translate this. O Khalil, in the deliverance of good and bad, cut off their head and the feet. Did it make sense? Somehow it doesn't, because the Persian is a little bit different. He says, you Khalil, to be free of good or bad means to have your freedom. You are not free. You are the judge, judging good or bad. The thing we are going to talk about doesn't have good or bad. It's only good. It doesn't have the opposite. That's one of the reasons that you have to kill these birdies. Because these birdies are the adjective of your body. This is your bodily transformation. You are the totality, and these are the little parts of you. So get rid of them. This was that part. And he explained why. He said, because the duck is the greed, and that head or cock is lust, and the zaq, which is crow is the safety and feeling safe, and the other one is show off. Look at this. These are your bodily, your physical existence, which belongs to your animal. We want to talk about something beyond this. So you have to kill them. Let's begin with this killing. The killing started with another story. The story is the guy who is invited to the Muhammad, and he doesn't control himself, and he eats a lot. Means what? The first birdie, that was that greed. This is greed, because for that birdie, he said, this birdie, no matter in the water or on the air, they wanted to eat and eat and eat. Here he said, let me tell you this. There is a guy who eats a lot. What's the problem with him? Personally, nothing. He's satisfied. He has a good appetite. I could even envy him. Now that I cannot eat, I envy him. It's good when you're talking about the animal. When we want to talk about the spirit, this is one of the problems. It's troublemaker, because he will shit, and who is going to clean it? The prophet should. Your spirit should. All the troubles that this appetite is making for you, it should be washed with the hand of your soul. So make this part of you understand that, hey, you are not just eating and having satisfaction. You are troublemaking, and let's read it. Peter, is it your turn today?
Or no? Last week someone else would like to read this.
Last time it was you?
Yes,
last time it was me. He was trying to hide.
Concerning the occasion of the coming of the tradition of Mustafa, the blessings of God be upon him, that the infidel takes his food in seven bowls, while the true believer takes his food in one bowl.
Yeah. Means what? Means let's go back to that beginning of book two. I told you physical stuff has a proportion. Here we're talking about this animal who doesn't understand the proportion. Means the first birdie. Yeah.
The infidels became the guest of the Prophet. They came to the mosque at eventide, saying, "We have come here as visitors seeking hospitality, O King, O you who are the entertainer of the inhabitants of the world. We are destitute and have arrived from afar. Listen, shed your grace and light upon us." He said, "O my friends, divide, for you are filled with me and with my nature. The bodies of every army are filled with the king. Hence they would draw the sword against majesty's enemies. It is because of the king's anger you draw the sword. Otherwise, what anger do you have against your brothers? The reflection of the king's anger, you are striking your innocent brother with the mace of 10 kilos weight. The king is one soul, and the army is filled with him. The spirit is like the water, and these bodies are the riverbed. If the water of the king's spirit be sweet, all the riverbeds are filled with the sweet water. For only the king's law do his subjects have. So has the sovereign of Abbas declared."
Means what? A very long explanation of something very special. Okay, these infidels, they are here, and they said, okay, we are here, we should be a guest. You are the good people, okay, treat us good. Then this long speech was Muhammad. Saying what? Saying that, oh, first of all, divide it. What? This division is the problem. These four birds are dividing your problems. One is this problem, one is that problem, wrong that. We talked about this division. I say, let's divide it, and I believe in you because what? That's where the example comes in. Is it? Because when you're fighting, you don't hate the other guy. But because you are in the army and the king order, you do it for the king. Means whatever you do, you're doing for the king, which is the spirit. Okay, you are the part of my body and bodily function or whatever, but at the end of the day, you are fighting for the king, and the uniqueness of the king is in all of you. If the king is angry, the anger will be in all of you. Means if my spirit feels bad, that bad feeling is all around, everywhere. And if my spirit is happy, all the members of my body will feel that happiness. This is how it goes. Therefore, they divide, yes.
Each companion chose a guest. Amongst them was one stout and incomparable. He had a huge body. No one took him along. He remained in the mosque like the dregs in a cup. As he was left behind by all, Mustafa took him away. In the herd, there were 7 goats that gave milk. For the goats used to stay in the house for milking in preparation for mealtime. That famishing giant son of a goose, Turkoman, devoured the bread and food and the milk of the 7 goats.
Read that again, please.
That famishing giant son of a goose, Turkoman, devoured the bread and food and the milk of the 7 goats.
Okay. You started first of all with the 7 goat. Why? Because this is 7, too much. Right? And these are the goats which for you are goats, but in the time of Rumi, the goats are sacred. Whatever you need to eat, you get from the goat. Did you know that? So here says there are these 7 goats which will give everything to everyone. Everything was ready. This one fellow sat down. Okay, let's say this one fellow with some special word, I don't know how to translate it really, because it's not Persian even, as Ojibna Oz. This silly, stupid fellow ate it all. Yes.
The whole household became enraged, for they all desired goat's milk. He made his ferocious belly like a drum. He consumed singly the portion of 18 persons. At bedtime, he went and sat in his room. Then the maid angrily shut the door. She put in the door chain from the outside, for she was angry with him and resentful.
It's interesting because, okay, the Muhammad invited this fellow, right? Gave everything to everybody else, brought it home. And in home, there are a dozen of people. And everybody is hungry. Okay, they brought the meal, and that fellow ate it all. Then what? Everybody is angry, yes, because they are hungry. They lost their meal, but they don't do anything. Even Muhammad doesn't do anything. Something else should do that, and that's Kanizak, handmaiden. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to book 1, first story. Do you remember? That's the Kaniz. That Kaniz is angry as well. What was that Kaniz? The logic. Do you remember the king started to know what's going on, and he found this Kanizak, which was the logic. Here the logic is angry, so the logic will close the chain, enchains somehow this fellow in the room. Yes.
At midnight or dawn, when the infidel felt an urgent need and stomach ache, he hastened from his bed towards the door. Laying his hand on the door, he found it shut. The cunning man employed various devices to open it, but the fastening did not give away. The urgency...
That's interesting, that this guy has a lot of tricks in his sleeve, and somehow he uses these tricks. Means, don't think that it was a dummy fellow. No, he's a nasty fellow, you will see. He has a lot of tricks, so he will try to open, but that can use the logical one. I've locked it perfectly. Yes.
The urgency increased, and the room was narrow. He remained in dismay and without remedy and dumbfounded.
He remained in dismay and without remedy and dumbfounded. Where is the word heiran? Because in Persian, He remained